Hi, this is Jerry Sally, and you're listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music, all day, every day.
Here's one of the most overlooked talents in Nashville. Here comes Irene Kelly.
Place my pennies on the track and it rolled by. A pocket full of memories of another place and time. Wish I could go there now. Something about a train sound. Something about a train sound. Northeast or westbound. Music to my ears, it just feels right. Something about a train sound. Love the way it drowns out everything.
Hi everybody, Wayne Hahn here. Coming up on the next episode of New Music Release, a fun-filled conversation with the Irwins.
Over this past year, you know, God's just done some incredible things for our family, so no matter where you are, you can just look back and understand that God's still there and God's still in control no matter where you are.
That's the Irwins on New Music Release.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeff DeFord, inviting you to join me for Down to the Roots, the best old-time music on the web, every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, here at Southern Branch Bluegrass.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Here's Russell Moore.
When that three-day battle ended, one man in blue was found, with no name to tell his story as they laid him in the ground. Just one more unknown. unknown soldier, but held tightly to his chest was a picture of three children dressed in their Sunday best. They pried it from his fingers, clutched tightly in his grasp, knowing it was the last thing he'd seen before he passed. The story of that picture traveled farther north each day, where all the local papers described on their front page a picture of three children in three little wooden chairs, two brothers and one sister, sweet faces and dark hair, three angels to one soldier whose name remains unknown, a picture of three children whose father won't be coming home. In New York, a wife and mother was waiting for some word from the father of her children last seen. Picture found on a Union man, and knew her husband Amos had held tightly in his hand a picture of three children in three little wooden chairs, two brothers and one sister, sweet faces and dark hair, whose name was finally known, a picture of three children whose father won't be coming home. It was a picture of three children, Amos won't be coming home.
Russell Moore, A Picture of Three Children, and that's off the project. God Didn't Choose Sides. How about that? We got Larry Cordell coming up to do a brand new tune off of the Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout CD. But first of all, we got a word from Mr. James Reams.
This is James Reams of James Reams and the Barnstormers, and you're listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music. All day, every day. Stay tuned.
Sonny wasn't one to tolerate no preaching. You wouldn't catch him dead in any church. Hunting and fishing, well, that was his religion. A six-pack and an old red flannel shirt. But Sonny was a sucker for some down-home singing, a joyful sound with four-part harmony. One Sunday morning, flipping through the TV shows, he happened to stumble on the Gospel Jubilee.
Sunday morning, Gospel Jubilee. Songs about the man from Galilee. Clap your hands, tap your toes, sing along with me on the Sunday morning Gospel Jubilee.
He jumped up off the couch and his feet were moving. Before he knew it, he was singing too. There was something about the song
he couldn't put his finger on,
but he could feel the message coming through
on the Sunday morning Gospel Jubilee.
nights last Sunday, proclaimed his faith for all the world to see. He was lost, but now he's found. He turned his life around,
and it started with the gospel jubilee. On the Sunday morning gospel jubilee. Songs about the man from Galilee. Clap your hands, tap your toes, sing along with me. On the Sunday morning gospel jubilee. On the Sunday morning gospel jubilee.
I'm telling you what, Larry Cordell can really rip a song, can't he? Great job on that Sunday morning gospel jubilee. We got a really neat tune coming up from Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and I understand she's going to, Irene Kelly is going to have these folks sing some harmony on a brand new CD. I'm so looking forward to Irene's new CD. Here's Darren and Brooke Aldridge.
I can't look at anymore. The reflection of my life has knocked me right down to the floor. And no matter what, I just can't catch a break. And the truth is, I've made some big mistakes. I'm going under. Lord, give me a hand. I'm going. It's all.
Darren Brooke Aldridge, I'm Going Under, and that's one of their very latest singles that I've got. We got a tune coming up from the Appalachian Road Show. I understand Darrell Webb's got a whole new ball game going here, and I think he's a big part of this. I think he's like half of the top billing on this Appalachian Road Show. Anyway, we've got a track picked out for us. It's track 7 called Piney Mountains. Let's roll.
Sit down, buddy, we'll drink and smoke. Woman, don't you weep for me. My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke. You down to Piney Mountains. Lost my fingers in the Galax mill. Buddy sang a sad old song. And my heart got broke in the Upine Hills. Lord, and my time ain't long. I started out to logging when I was in my prime. Woman, don't you weep for me. Hitching up the spruce to the big drag lines. You damned old Piney Mountains, where the skidders start a bucking as the gears come down. Buddy, sing a sad old song, making God's own thunder on the new cut ground. Lord, and my time ain't long. We was fighting over nothing and a drinking too hard. Woman, don't you weep for me. Riding up to camp on the flat wheel cars. You damned old Piney Mountains. 30 years of hanging on the old chain break. Buddy sang a sad old song. Laid off and paid off in 58. Lord, and my time ain't long. Sold to a scrap iron yard. Woman, don't you weep for me. We moved down Virginia when the times got hard. You damned old Piney Mountains. Lost my fingers to a steel bandsaw. Buddy sang a sad old song. Now my fiddle just hangs untuned on the wall. Lord, and my time. And the trees have grown up on the logging road. Woman, don't you weep for me. And the wildflowers bloom where the big shades blow. You damned old Piney Mountains. There's nothing left for me but to drink and smoke. Buddy sang a sad old song. My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke. Lord, and my time ain't long.
I didn't even look, but I bet you anything that's on Mountain Fever Records. Let me look real quick. I'm going to surprise myself. Well, I don't have it written down. I'm going to look it up between songs here. Anyway, I got a really special tune coming up. It features Daryl Scott doing his Day Before Thanksgiving. And one reason I wanted to play this version, I've got about 3 or 4 versions on the system, or in the library, if you will, of Daryl Scott doing this tune. I had one picked out, and I changed my mind, and I saw this one. And one reason this one really stands out is this was from a concert here in Knoxville. And the most special thing is my wife and I were in the audience during this set. Anyway, let's play Set One, Cut One of the concert at the Bijou Theater here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Daryl Scott doing the day before Thanksgiving.
The bomb's bursting in air. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm not feeling much of things. Just a low-grade desperation leaves me reeling in the ranks. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, it's somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That is all. I don't believe the pilgrims sat with Indians for a feast. A self-proclaimed holy sailor does not break bread with his beast. But then again, he had a musket and the Indian had a knife. And the musket man could make him eat for life. I don't believe this country's manifestor and destiny. Someone just cooked it up and it's still fed to you and me. They tell us who to love in war and never ask for help. And they cannot stand us thinking for ourselves. Thanksgiving back in 1991, a millionaire let me drive his Mercedes just for fun. And I drove it with the top down, down them Blue Ridge mountain roads. They let me keep it 13 weeks or so. And I know what he was saying with that car that was not mine, that I could have one too if I just did not cross the line. Oh, the lines were made for crossing. I was born to crack the code. And there ain't no shame in walking down this road. With gravy on the top, mashed potatoes, peas, and dinner rolls. You use them like a mop. I got my position at the table. I got a child to save my grace, and a wife and boss who keeps me in my place. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Just a low-grade desperation leaves me reeling in the ranks. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That is all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'll just say it off the bat here. This night is dedicated to Wayne Scott. It was 5 years ago today that my dad passed away. And we have three generations, my dad, myself, and my son here playing for you tonight. And that'd be just about right for my dad right there.
Big fan of Daryl Scott. I think he is just walking history. He's an icon, especially in this area. We got a group coming up off of a project. Let's see if it's off that brand new Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout project. That's Jerry Sally's record label. We got a group called High Road, and I know I've talked a lot about them before, but I just don't believe they get the recognition they deserve. I mean, they're just absolutely phenomenal. And I've got to send kudos out to them for sticking together like they have. They've been through a whole lot. Anyway, I could talk more and more about some things that has happened to this group, and they've kept on going, and man, their faith, this means everything, obviously. Here's High Road off the brand new Gonna Sing, Gonna Shout, doing a song called Heaven's Backyard.
And when I was
Just beautiful. Here's a song called Holiday Pick, and it features Tim Crouch, Dennis Crouch, and features Rob McCurry.
To greet you with her warmest grin, and Junior's got his room much neater than a pen. They both fight to hug you each time you walk in. It must be getting close to Christmas. Suddenly your slightest wish is their command, and all at once your favorite things are close at hand. And it seems Lombardo is their favorite band. It must be getting close to Christmas. No one ever mentions the weather or season. Attention, whatever the reason, all at once the wife is charcoal broiling steaks, coming up with dishes she'd refuse to make, and your puppy doesn't bark until you're awake. This paradise is close to sublime, and very close to Christmas time.
Clay Hess, really nice Christmas tune. It must be getting close to Christmas. That's off of a project, A Very Acoustic Christmas. Hadn't had that very long at all, and it's chock full of good stuff. Here's a song that features Donna Ulysses and her mighty fine husband, Rick Stanley. It's called A Little Trust.
If I had a magic wand that I could wave, I'd fix all the broken people right away. There'd be no sickness in this world. We'd all smile every day. One.
I'll tell you what, I guess I hadn't played a whole lot of Donna Ulysses in a while, but man, is she good. She's got a super voice, and her and Rick are just great people. Anyway, here's a tune coming up from Dennis K. Duff, and one reason I picked this out is I spent 5 years of my life working for these folks, and it's a federal entity, if you will, and it's basically it's basically an outfit that is run by folks in ivory towers, and I did an awful lot of research and history on this particular outfit whenever I was working there, and they can sure be some cruel people. Anyway, this one's called Hey, Mr. TVA.
They came with politicians, engineers, and plans. They dammed up the rivers and flooded our land, tore down our barns and houses, and wiped away our past. When they'd taken all they wanted, that was every take my home away. Did you care for progress' sake? Lives were trampled in the dust. Hey, Mr. TVA, I don't believe the price you paid for so many hearts to break could ever be enough. Sweat and blood of generations fell to eminent domain. Now the rows of silent tombstones are all that remain. Some say that it was worth it, more was gained than was lost. But only those whose lives were shattered really cost. Hey, Mr. TVA, why'd you take my home away? Did you care for progress' sake? Lives were trampled in the dust. Hey, Mr. TVA, I don't believe the price you paid for so many hearts to break could ever be enough.
Why'd you take my home away? Did you care for progress' sake? Life were trampled in the dust. Hey, Mr. TVA, I don't believe the price you pay for so many hearts to break could ever be enough.
A lot of people's lives have really been damaged by the whole TVA system. And to me, it's just a good example of people operating what's going on around them without actually having to touch somebody or see them face to face. Well, anyway, after a brief message from two or three folks here, we've got a brand new Grascals tune coming up for you. I hope you're enjoying the program today. We're doing a Thanksgiving special. And I want to dedicate this to all the fine, fine people that send their shows in here each and every week. And also to all the artists. My goodness, we've got some of the most special artists, hardworking as could be. And I've got to know some of them, and I really appreciate these folks. I mean, there's some fine, fine folks out there. The first few that come to mind, and I don't mean to diss anybody, but the first few that come to mind is Darren and Brooke Aldridge. They're hardworking people. Balsam Range, Larry Cordle. Let's see, who else do I know on here real quick? Donna, Ulysses, and Rick Stanley. They're just extremely wonderful folks and hardworking folks. And we appreciate Jerry Sally, Larry Cordle, all those wonderful folks for all the hard work they do. The individuals in the Farmhands group, Christy Stanley. Let's see, Josh Graves, Josh Williams. Let's see, and some of our program people. That are just wonderful folks to work with. Ed Commons with Red Barn Radio. Let's see, Tim White, he's an extremely hardworking individual. Jeff Miller with Flashpoint Bluegrass. Chris and all the folks with Sutton Old Time Music Hour. Bob Mitchell for Best of Bluegrass. He's a wonderful person to interact with and have on board, and we appreciate all that Bob does for us. Just a wonderful guy. We got a brand new program, too. If you were listening earlier, it features Marty Denton, and it's called Local Farmers Bluegrass Gospel. And, man, I'm so blessed. I feel so blessed to be able to have these folks that want their programs streamed on this station, and we're so happy to bring them to you. I want to remember, let's see, James Coates, he's another one, John Centel. The boys with Believers Bluegrass, the Bluegrass Experiment. Anyway, we thank you so much, guys, for guys and gals, for all the hard work and dedication, and to help me maintain the radio station. And once again, we appreciate you. Anyway, tune coming up after these fine folks, a message from them, as the Grascals got a brand new tune for you. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, folks, and God bless, and have a great Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Nathan Arnett, and you're listening to the Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic, country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Hey, everybody, this is Becky Buller, and you are listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Hey, this is Steve Wilson with Wilson Banjo Company. You're listening to the Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Tired of breaking this old heart. Now every day that
you broke while you played your cheating game. You took a lot of good men down this highway of shame. And darling, you'll be number one in the Heartbreak Hall of Fame. You took a lot of good men down this highway of shame. Heartbreak Hall of Fame.
That's the Grascals' brand new song, Heartbreak Hall of Fame. And boy, what a great looking cover that they've got on that thing. Hey, I wanted to mention there's a guy coming up here. He's got a brand new CD out. And let's see if I can pull up the name of it real quick. It's called Mandalagi, I guess is how you pronounce it. Hopefully I didn't butcher it. And anyway, this guy I've interacted with for probably 10 years or more. And never got a chance to meet him. How about that? But we've been pals. What do they say? Brothers from different mothers, you might say. This is Jean Leroux. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, he's got a brand new project. Features a whole bunch of great artists. And can't remember exactly where he's from. But anyway, we'll look that up if I don't forget it. And we wanted to play a tune off his brand new CD. This particular song is entitled Brewski.
Hey, everybody, this is Skip Cherry Holmes, and you're listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Lauren White with Cherokee Maidens and Storefront Congregation. You're listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB network with a wide variety of music including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Here's Larry Cordell off of his latest.
I've been thinking back to the days of old, when you could tell a man by the car he drove, when every boy's dream was a GTO, a Vet or a Mustang, don't you know? Now all they talk about is something green, anything to save a little gasoline. Hybrids, electrics, I'll tell you, friend, we'll never see the good old days again. Well, I don't care how much gas they use, a big V8 cures the little car blues, and I'd love to get my hands around the neck of a Prius man. Give me a Buick Roadmaster or an Oldsmobile, a Lincoln Continental or a Coupe de Ville, a large Detroit American automobile. Cause bigger is better in the home of the brave, and who wants a rice burner anyway? I'm looking for a ride with comfort and class, something with style and NASCAR fast. A machine like Motor City used to make, horsepower to spare, that's what I crave. Cause I don't care how much gas they use, a big V8 cures the little car blues. Well, I'd love to get my hands around the neck of a Prius man. Give me a Buick Roadmaster or an Oldsmobile, a Lincoln Continental or a Coupe de Ville, a large Detroit American automobile.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving 2018. God bless each one of you. Have a great day.